This time last year, the SNP was dining out on how it was going to be the real opposition in the Westminster Parliament. Now, a year later, we see that you've wasted £230,000 on frivolous early day motions, celebrating a constituent getting into the final 13 of Miss Scotland, the 50th anniversary of Star Trek, and the unveiling of a Christmas tree. That's your members putting these things down. Costs money. How is that being the real opposition?
Goodness me. A political party goes to Parliament and asks questions and Prime Minister's questions, turns up in committees, takes part in debates and statements, and that's somehow something to be condemned. I know that other commentators, perhaps less partisan, have said that the SNP is now the effective opposition at Westminster, and week in, week out, I hold Theresa May and previously David Cameron to account, asking the difficult questions that the Labour Party, riven by internal division, is unprepared to do. Most neutral observers, Andrew, believe the SNP is doing a good job working at Westminster as the effective opposition, and my plan is to continue doing that so long as Scotland is part of the UK.
Well, at least thanks to one of your early day motions, I did know it was the 50th anniversary of Star Trek. I never realised that. Angus Robertson from the conference in Glasgow, the SNP conference, thanks for joining us.